ஞான திமிரன் ரஷ்யா ஜனாஞ்சனா சலாபாய சக்ஷூர் உன்மீதமேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மனோபிஸ்தம் ஸ்தாபிதமேன பூதலை ஸ்வயம் ருக்கடாமயம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதம் வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரும் ஸ்ரீயுதபதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் வைஷ்ணவம் ஸ்ரீரூபம் சத்ரஜாதம் சகனா ரகுநாதம் சத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சகிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பிரதான சகனா ஸ்ரீலலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்து தீனபந்து ஜெகத்கே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த சப்த கஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விஷபானி வாஞ்சகல்பதருபஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துயோ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நமஃ ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாஸ்வதி கௌர பக்தி ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய We are reading continually from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4, chapter 72, Jarasandha, killing of Jarasandha. What a way to go on, isn't it? There is a reason behind it. Anyhow, so I am happy to cover. The time is so I have to finish the class in half an hour. I have six slokas to go. And I also wanted to share some pastime of our program. But let's see how we can. So I will just, how about I just read the sloka, is that okay? And go fast. Huh? Democratic vote, yes. Text 35. Mandalane vijitrani savyam dakshinam evacha charato shushude yutam natyor eva ranginav. Translation. As they skillfully circle left and right, like actors dancing on the stage, the fight presented a magnificent spectacle. Purport. Jarasandha and Bhima here demonstrate their expertise in the use of clubs. Thus it can be understood that both fighters were fearless and steady in the age of battle. So we are on the continuation of the fight, as you know. Krishna, Bhima and Arjuna, they have come as a in the form of the Brahmana, because they are on the mission here. The brother is going to perform the Rajasri Yajna, and Jarasandha doesn't want to be. All other kings have bowed down to the Yudhishthira, and they are willing to do the tax. Jarasandha, the people, because as we know, he has 17 times already. Fight with Krishna and Bhima. So here the fight now is going on between Bhima and Jarasandha. Club fight. Both are very powerful personalities fighting. Now in this sloka, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur commentary says that swinging their clubs to the left and right in various ways, Mandalani Vichitrani, they appeared like dancers. They both are very powerful. They fought for 27 days. And their bodies were so powerful that even the Gadas, the club also broken into pieces. They appeared like dancers by their skillful use of their weapons and their fearlessness. That's 36 now. Tata shata shata tata sabdo vajran nispesh shaniva gadiyokshi tayo rajan dantiyo iva dantino. Translation. When Jarasandhas and Bhimsen's club loudly collided, O king, the sound was like the impact of the big thrust of two fighting elephants, or the crash of a thunderbolt in a flashing electric storm. This translation is based on Srila Prabhupada's vision. Now, here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a comment, with Jiva Goswami also has a comment in Sanana Ring that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that their mutual blows with the clubs made a sound, chak chak. In the sloka, you see the word chak chak. Yes, the clattering sound. Chak chak shabda. Clattering sound. Like the striking of thunderbolts, or like the striking together of the tusk of fighting elephants. Now, Jiva Goswami's commentary says, the clashing of their clubs as they beat each other, shikpayaha, was like the sound of a thunderbolt striking. Okay, that's 37. Devai gade buja jave na nipat mane anyanya tom sakati pad karo jatrum churni babhuvatur upesya yathartha shathe samyogyayato vi Translation. They swung their clubs at each other with such speed and force that as the clubs struck their shoulders, hips, feet, hands, eyes, and collarbones, the weapons were crushed and broken like branches of arc trees, with which two enraged elephants furiously attacked each other. There is a commentary by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti. With their anger increasing, deep the manavo, when the club contacted the opponent's shoulders or waist, it broke into pieces. Text 38. Itham tayor prahatayor gadiyor viryo Rudau sva mustibi ayasparshe apistam sabdastayo praharator ivayor ivasin nitrata vajra palsha sala tata tadanotaha. Translation. Their clubs of Yun, those great heroes among men, angrily each other with their iron hard fists. As they slapped each other, the sound resembled the crash of elephants colliding with harsh thunderclaps. There is no purport, but there is a commentary by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Goswami. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying, when their clubs were broken, they pounded each other with their fists. And Jiva Goswami, when the clubs were destroyed, they beat each other's limbs, a piston, with fists like the touch of iron. They then hit each other with the palms of their hands with a harsh sound like thunder in the cloudless sky. Nirgata. Text 39. Tayorevam praharato samashiksha Balaujaso Nirvishesham Abhuta Yudham Akshina Javayo Javayo Nipa. Translation. As they thus fought, the contest between opponents of equal training, strength and stamina reached no conclusion. Both were very powerful. There was no conclusion coming. And so they kept on fighting, O king, without any let up. Purport. Some acharyas include the following two verses in the text of this chapter, and Srila Prabhupada has also translated them in Krishna book. Evam tayor maharaja vidyato saptavimshati dinani niragam satra sudavanisi krishtato ekadamatu layam vai raharajan apodaraha nashaktoham jarasandham nijetam yudhimadava. Thus, O king, they continued to fight for 27 days. At the end of each day's fighting, both lived at night as friends in Jarasandha's palace. This is interesting, isn't it? During the daytime they fight, and night they are together as friends. And I had a question about that. How is it? Well, yeah, Kshatriya code is there, because for them fighting is like a sport. And in the sports also, when they have a sport during the daytime, it's nice to get together and have food together. But here, I mean, fighting, isn't it when we have something we don't get along or something, we don't even bother with that person, isn't it? Someone sees some wrong way, someone sees you in the wrong way, my gosh, you are punished. But here, yeah, this personality is very so powerful. Also, in the Vedic culture, it was that when the enemy comes to your home, you should invite them to this place. Jarasandha, of course, Jarasandha, to them, the Vedic completely. Then the Krishna, as you know, is nothing. And Krishna is such a pity. He went at the time of Jarasandha like a Karna. Karna, after he performed his Surya Namaskar, and then he would give the charity, anyone who comes. And that's why Indra went, remember? Indra went. So similarly here, Krishna knew Jarasandha also had that habit of giving the charity after performing worship. He was a worshipper of Lord Shiva. And that's why he had captured 95 kings, because he wanted the 95 kings' head in the Bali. In the Yajna, so Krishna was so tricky that he went at the time when Jarasandha was going to eat it. He was going to eat the bone. Okay, so now let's check 48, 25. Satroja. Should I read or do you have another? Why don't we all read together? And I got this later. Is it okay? Everybody agree? Okay. Huh? What? I finished. No? That's what I have in mind here. There is more? I read a translation, no? That's okay, and they continue to fight. Oh, I see. Okay, 27. At the end of each day's fighting, both lived at night as friends in Jarasandha's palace. Then on the 28th day, you are right, good point. It's an important point. 28th day, O king, Vakodara Bhima told his maternal cousin Madhava, I cannot defeat Jarasandha in that house. The situation of everybody else, all of us. When Draupadi was robbed by Duryodhana's brother, what's his name? Dushasan, right? And she went to everybody to ask for the help. But ultimately, when she went to Krishna, hands up, Govinda, what did Krishna do? Unlimited star. Yes. Hare Krishna. So, similarly here, Bhumav thought for 27 days, and after that, of course, he's on the side of Krishna. He's come to permission with Krishna. But when ultimately Bhima said, "That's it, Krishna, I cannot do it. This guy is powerful." And then Krishna is now in catch hold. You will read about that. And about the life of Jarasandha. Okay, so now text 40. Let's read all together, and then I will do translation for you. Satro janmam yuti vidvan jivitam cha jarakritam partham apyayayan svena tadyaja sachin ayatari. Should I read the synonym so I can just read the translation? Is that okay? The translation? Translation. Lord Krishna knew the secret of his enemy Jarasandha's birth and death, and also how he had been given life by the demon as Jara. Considering all this, Lord Krishna imparted his special power to demon. Special power to demon. Important. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes that Lord Krishna knew the mystery of the birth of Jarasandha. Jarasandha was born in two different parts from two different mothers. When his father saw that the baby was useless, he threw the two parts in the forest where they were later found by the black-hearted witch named Jara. She managed to join the two parts of the baby from top to bottom. Knowing this, Lord Krishna therefore also knew. So, there is a commentary by Vishnu Chakravarti, but let's talk first about Jarasandha. So, Jarasandha's father, Jarasandha was the son of King Brihadratha of Magadha. This is from Ramayana. From Mahabharata. I mean, from Ramayana. And this Brihadratha had married twin sisters of Kasi, king of Kasi. But Brihadratha was rejected because he had no sons or daughters. So he went to the forest performing tapasya, and he came in the contact with a rishi called Chandra Kaushika. Now Srila Prabhupada is also mentioning this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 15th chapter, text 9, about this subject. In this Mahabharata, it is all in detail. King Chandra Kaushika. So Chandra Kaushika was very happy to see this King Brihadratha performing tapasya. So he was, so King Brihadratha, Rishi asked for a boon, he asked what he wants. He said, "I have no sons, no daughters, because king usually likes to have someone who can run their kingdom." So this rishi gave him a fruit, and he said, "Please give this fruit to your wife, and she will have a child." So this king took apart this fruit in the two parts. And he gave one part to the one wife and the other part to the other wife. And both were the three twin sisters. So both wives became pregnant. and they gave a birth. And if they gave a birth, what happened? One thing gave half birth on the right side, another thing gave birth on the left side. That's how it was born in Spanish. The king was devastated. So he just threw away both bodies in the forest. So in that forest, this Rakshasi named Jara. So she was attracted by the smell of this, human flesh. So she came across these two half torsos. What's it called? But she saw this two parts. Now she was a demon, she would probably eat, but she felt these maternal instincts in her rose, and she thought, no, I shouldn't do it. So some other she put together. And when she put together body, child started to cry louder. But she thought, I shouldn't kill this small thing. So she went to the king, Vihadratna, and she gave to the king this gift. And because this two bodies were connected by Jara, the king gave him a name, his child gave the name, Jara Sangha. Son is putting together son, putting together. So that's why his name was Jara Sangha. Now, if this rishi arrived in that kingdom and to the court and saw the child, and rishi told Vihadratha, king, that your son is specially gifted, and he is a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And he predicted that Jarasandha, because of his history of birth and life, he would not be killed unless he was torn apart from leg to head. And the two half bodies thrown miles in the opposite direction. Remember, Krishna, when he said to Bhima, when he tore apart the Krishna in the purport, I think it's the next verse. I'm covering next verse. He's going to consider the other person. So, Bhima is fighting with Jarasandha, and Bhima doesn't know how to do it, how to kill. So what did Krishna do? Krishna took one stick and it took apart and it threw it in opposite direction. Because if he threw in the same direction, then the two body will again join. So he threw the one left part on the right direction and right part on the left direction. So that the body cannot join. Now Jarasandha, he was of course very powerful, and he was the emperor of Magadha, Bihar, which is called right now, it's called Bihar. And he had a friend called Banasura. So with the advice of Banasura, he had given his two daughters, Asti and Prapti, to King Kamsa. And we know that when Kamsa was killed by Krishna, killed Kamsa, then Asti and Prapti went to Jarasandha, usually, because nobody was left. Kamsa. So Asti and Prapti went to Jarasandha's father. Complain about the Kamsa. So that's why Jarasandha attacked Mathura. 17. That's constant. So then, Sarasandha worshiper of Shiva. We talk about the incarnate Brahmanas, anything they wish without exceptions. He was exceptional in the art of one-to-one wrestling. And that's why he said that when Krishna said, he's telling you, Krishna, you are cowherd. You ran away from me. Fighting, instead of fighting, you ran away from me. I can fight you. And to Arjun, you are younger, you cannot fight. But Bhima, yes. They wanted to match with Bhima. Fighting. Anyhow. So this is the life of Jarasandha. And we heard about how the fighting was like a sports for them, and that's why there were many rules of etiquette among the Kshatriyas. And just like in sports, they would compete in the day, but after the sport was over, then they would eat together. So in the Vedic times, they could fight in the day like sports, and then get together at night. This is now the main point here is what Krishna Chaitanya has to say during that week. Knowing Jarasandha's birth by joining two pieces together and his death by separating the pieces, and how the Rakshasa Jara had given him life by bringing the two pieces together, Lord giving Bhima apart from his personal power is important. Everything happens by the mercy of the Lord. Everything happening by the will of the Lord. Sometimes I have a tendency when I do devotional service, I'm saying, I'm doing it. I'm the doer. But actually, it's Krishna. I'm just an instrument to do this service. So here is, and Bhima had the, Bhima was, of course, he was on the mission that Krishna wanted, because ultimately, remember, in Rashiya Jagya, it was Krishna was going to be worshipped. And Vibhishi wanted to be Krishna, to be the known by everybody, even by demigods, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. So Bhima here, so Krishna, he empowered Bhima, his personal power. Mm-hmm. That is important point for us too. That's Srila Prabhupada. This is 50th anniversary of him coming to United States. He was empowered. Our Chaitanya had empowered him. Who would want to come at the age of 17 in Vrindavan, coming to the power in the Lower East Side? Coming to bring power on all. And he has to show how to wash your hands in the beginning, or even going after the bathroom to wash and all this. He has to show. The Prabhupada has to show all these things. And he had to cook for them and feed them. And then nobody wanted to wash the dishes. You know what the pastime? Yeah? This always happens in the houses, even same in my house. Nobody wanted to wash dishes. True. So he had to call everybody and he said, let's find a day where everybody can wash. And then nobody still wants to say, I don't know when I'm going to wash. Finally, one said, okay, I'm going to wash on Monday. Someone said, I'm going to wash on Tuesday. Nobody wanted to wash Friday. So Srila Prabhupada said, okay, I'll wash. because he was in Prabhupada's name. So, if you take the shelter of Krishna and consider ourselves as an instrument in the service of the Lord, and think we are not the doer, I am not the doer, I am just an instrument in your service, my Lord, then Krishna. I can tell my experience, yeah. And then when I have to dress the deities, I have to pray. Because I have kind of sometimes think, I'm gonna put this way. I have to pray, Lord, the way you are all is beautiful. With the ornaments and what I'm gonna put, the jewelry and dress, that will beautify. They will be beautified by your beauty. So please you guide me the way they will. Don't let my mind concocted putting this way or that way. Please guide me in such a way the way you want to be dressed. When I do that, then it becomes easy to dress. Otherwise, mind has tendency, all concocts. At the center of my mind, you all are great questioners sitting here. So here, this is the example of how Bhima is in power of Krishna. Okay, now it's 8:45. I mean, I wanted to share one pastime of Lord Balaram. Who's giving class tomorrow? Madhura Kuti. I don't think she knows this pastime. But should I tell or you all want to go home? Tell? Are you sure, all of you? Okay, so let's talk about the pastime of Lord Balaram. This is the Revati's Charitra. Pastime of Revati. You know that Revati was the wife of Lord Balaram, right? Him. So, when Krishna appeared, then Lord Balaram, he, Radharani appeared, and as we know, Radharani said that, you know, I'm not gonna go there. Yeah. So she said, if you bring Vrindavan, Jamuna, and Govardhan, Krishna, then I will go. So then Krishna brought Govardhan, Jamuna, and Vrindavan. And then Radharani appeared. So Balaram also going to appear. So when in the Goloka, the Balaram's main energy, she is called Nag Lakshmi. So when Balaram was going to appear, then Nag Lakshmi is saying that I also want to appear. I also want to come with you. So Balaram said that, okay, this is what you do. You merge into Revati's body. So Nag Lakshmi is saying, who is Revati? Who is her father? So then Balaram, this is the first time from Brahma Bhagavat Purana. This is first time that Prad Vipak Muni is telling to Duryodhan this first time about. So when this Muni is telling to Duryodhan that now they, of course, Gauji is saying to Nag Lakshmi, that when Kashyapa and Khadru, at that time had given me a birth, and I am holding this earth, at that time, that time there was a Chakshus Manvantar. And Chakshus Manvantar, Chakshus Muni had a daughter, her name was called Jyotismati. And this Jyotismati was so powerful, so beautiful. So when she came to the age of get married, as you know, all fathers always worry when their daughter is going to get married. right? When the sun is there, they don't worry much. Also, they worry the sun is also the particular dot. They want to make sure that is that. So this Chakshus Manu, he wanted his daughter Jyotishmati to get married. So he said to ask whom you want to get married. She said, I want to marry to the most powerful personality. So father thought, oh wow. So he called Lord Indra. And he called Indra, he gave asan to Indra, Panigal, and he said that, Lord Indra, do you think anyone is powerful than you? He said to Indra, please tell the truth. Earth doesn't bear the lie. So please tell the truth. So Lord Indra said, yes, there is someone powerful than me. And he said, the wind. Why? Wind, right? Wind of why? Right? Why is powerful than me? So then father called Vayu, wind god, and he said, father asked the wind god, he said, anyone is powerful than you? Wind god said, yes. Hills, mountains are powerful than me, because when the wind is blowing, mountains are not shaking. Mountains are powerful than me. So father called, Chakshus called mountain. When he called the mountain, he said, to ask mountain that anyone is powerful than you. So mountain said, yes, Bhumandal, earth is powerful than me. Earth is holding me. So then he called Bhumandal, then father called, Chakshus called Bhumandal, earth, and asked, is anyone powerful than you? Please tell me. So the earth said, yes. Powerful than me is Shankarshan. He is holding me on the one mustard seed, like the one I'm holding, like one wellness. He's the most powerful. So then, of course, so daughter is hearing all this, what's happening. Jyotishmati decided that I'm going to have a Shankarshan, Lord Balarama is my husband. So she went to perform the tapasya at Vindhyachal Parvat. And she performed a tapasya, heavy tapasya, in the heat, in the cold, in the rain. She performed heavy tapasya. And as we know, as you perform tapasya, you get power. Your whole body becomes, your face, your body becomes, you know, cage. Just like Srila Prabhupada used to say. In the beginning, when devotees started to follow his Guru-Deva principle, chanting 16 rounds and doing the renunciation, he said, look these bright faces. Right? So she became so powerful and tej. So all the demigods, her tej, what do you call it in English, tej? Sorry? Effulgence, they had spread it everywhere, even in aura, spread it everywhere, even among the demigods. So all the demigods, they got attracted to her. They wanted to see this, who is this personality. So they all demigods came. Who came? Indra, Yamaraj, Kuber, Fire God, Agni, Varun, sun god, moon god, Mangal called Mars, right? And of course the then Mercury. Even Brihaspati came. Brihaspati is the right, king of the demigods. I mean, guru of the demigods, right? Then Shukracharya, he also came. Then Saturn, Sunny, also came. So all these devatas, everybody came, and they are asking one after each other, one after each. They are glorifying themselves. So Indra is saying that, look, you wanna marry with Sarpon ka Raja, king of the serps, snakes, you wanna marry with him? And he lives in the Patal. What do you call it? You wanna marry with him? Don't you see? I am the king of all the demigods. You should marry with me. Then Yamraj is saying that, look, you know, I give the punishment to everybody. I am also Mahajan. You should marry with me. Then Kuber said, look, I have all the Lakshmi. You will not have to worry about that. Right? Marry with me. Then Agni, fire god said that, look, most page, what do you call page in English? It's all the page is coming from because of the fire, heat and the page. Then Varun they say that, look, I am the Sapta Rishi, I am Sapta Samudra, I am the king of this all the seven ocean. Is that right? Yeah. Then Sun God said, so they all asked, the Varun said, you can marry with me, no problem. Then Surya, Sun God said, I am the eyes of the people, eyes. Without the sun you cannot see. Right? Who is gonna be more powerful, me. Marry with me. Then Moon God said, look, I am the Aushadis, the medicines, I am the Adhishwar, what do you call it, of all the medicines. Because of the moon, at night the nectar falls from the moon, that's why we grow the vegetables and everything grows. So he said, I am the powerful personality, you should marry with me. Then Brihaspati, Mangal, Mars. Mars, Mangal means I am most auspicious. I give all the auspiciousness. Everything becomes auspicious because of me. You have no problem. Marry with me. Then Brihaspati. Brihaspati said, you know, I am the spiritual master of all demigods. They have to listen to me. So no problem, you marry with me. Then Shukracharya said, look, I am the spiritual master of all the demons. And the devatas, these demigods are also afraid of the demons. see. So, you will have no fear. You won't have to worry. You will be taken care of. Then Saturn, Sunny. He said, not just a demon, but the demigods are also afraid of me. He said. So, he said, who's going to be powerful than me? Nobody. So that this way, all the demigods, they came. And they all wanted to marry with Jyotishma. But as you know, chaste woman, and not of chaste, but at the same time, she is also most performs so much tapasya. She is so powerful. So she, when she heard this, all the demigods, she became so angry. Her eyes became so red. And she cursed each of them. Now, of course, I'm just following demigods also. We have to be respected to all the demigods, the devotees. But I'm just following what is told here. So I'm just gonna follow what the shrap or what do you call it? Curse was given by this Jyotishma. Okay, now let's listen. She said to Saturn, Sunny, she cursed Saturn that you will be black and you will become langada. What do you call this in English? Lame, one-legged, right? Saturn is one-legged. Not just that, but people will bathe you with mustard oil, ahuti. That's why every Saturn, Saturday, people when they go to worship Saturn, they pour the mustard oil on Saturn. Okay. So then, the Sukracharya, she cursed him. You will become Kana, means, what do you call, one eye? One eye. Sukracharya has one eye. What do you call it in English? Anisha. Brihaspati, she cursed to Brihaspati. So that you will acquire feminine character. This is difficult to figure out who is who. Okay. Then Mercury. She turns to Mercury and says, Buddha, right? Okay. She said that whoever perform any action, any karya, any work during that day, that work will not be successful. Then Mangal. Mangal is what is it? Mars. And because you will have a face of a monkey. Then Chandrama. Munga. And you will have the disease called tuberculosis. Tuberculosis. Then Surya, sun god. So first one is you will have no teeth. No teeth. Then Because Varunde, Varuna, Varunde, and you will have a disease called Jalandhar. Jalandhar is in English called edema. Your leg becomes pop, becomes like water. Edema, right? Edema, yes. Edema. No. Then Agni, higher God. He said that in your everybody will throw everything. You know, their dead bodies, everything they burn in the Agni. Then Kuber. Kuber Sikha said that your Pushpak Viman will be taken away. Remember? Who had taken away? Ravana. Remember? Then Yamraj. So to Yamraj Sikha, then you will be defeated by the powerful Rakshasas. Then last is the Indra. Indra said that your wife will be kidnapped. Ravan had kidnapped his wife. Was Ravan? Anyhow, someone had kidnapped him. Not just that, but he said, you'll have to leave your kingdom so many times. So every time demigods come, demons come, fire comes, then the Yamraj, Indra has to leave. So this way, he cursed everybody. So then, of course, as you know, you curse someone and what comes around goes around, right? So he cursed all the demigods, so Indra also cursed. See, Indra said, yeah, you will have Sankarsan, Lord Balaram is your husband, but he said you will have no son, putra him. No progeny. So after hearing, now Brahma is hearing all these things, all what's happened. So Brahma arrived there at that spot. And Brahma said to her, Beti, what can I do for you? Please. So she said, I want the Sankarsan as my husband, Balaram. Please tell me. So Brahma said, but this is the Chakshus Manvantara. You have to wait for 27 Chatur Yuga. Then he said that Lord Balaram will let you get married. She said, no. I'm not going to wait 27 Chatur Yuga. No. You better give me boon right now. Otherwise, I have cursed everybody, I will curse you too. Wow. How is he cursing? So Brahma said, okay, this is what you do. You take a birth in the family of Revata. Revata, Raja Revata, King Revata. King Revata's son was Kukumbi. And Kukumbi's daughter was Revati. So Jyotishmati appeared as Revati. Now, When Revati was, Revati, Kukundi wanted to have a Revati get married. So he wanted, so he went, Revati, Kukundi went with, took his daughter Revati to Lord Brahma's place. Now, while at that, they had to wait to see Lord Brahma. So what happened? So Brahma said, while they were waiting for few seconds, in that time what happened? On the earth, that 27 Chaturyuga already passed. So then Brahma, they met, they talked with Brahma. Brahma said, okay, you go now. Down, and there is a Krishna has appeared, and most powerful personality, Lord Balaram, has appeared. You get offer, please offer Kukumbi, please offer your daughter to Lord Balaram. But he said, Lord Brahma said, but when you go, all your relatives and they are all gone. Nobody's there now. 27 Chaturyuga passed. And she was tall. He's coming from, you know, she was tall. And Lord Balaram is short. So, of course, the Kukumbi came to Lord Balaram and offered his daughter. Devaki is accepting. But the point is, he is short and she is tall. So Lord Balaram took his hull very far. Now, and he put her on her head, and as he pulling, she became. And then the marriage ceremony was performed. And of course, Kukumbi asked, there is a whole thing in my son, how he gave so many gifts to Balaram. And of course, this at the time all the Yaduvansi from Dva had come, and thousands, millions of Yaduvansi came in marriage of Balaram in Braj. And marriage ceremony was done. Of course, Lord Balaram is to is always Balaram is everything. Krishna's pillow is also Lord Balaram. Krishna's Brahman thread is also Lord Balaram. Everything is Balaram. Most powerful personality. Of course, you will hear more tomorrow, but let me share this pastime. She probably doesn't know this, but share this. Okay? Any time is over for the questions. It's already late. Thank you, everybody. Hare Krishna.